What for you was the most important thing about WDR 2004?
Two things, I think. Firstly, putting service delivery on the agenda. I think it's very easy in development to think that getting the policy right is the end, whereas any of us who've worked in government know that getting the policy right is just the beginning and you need to see it through to implementation. So that's the first. And then the second is taking politics seriously as a part of development, and I'm really glad that that's still on the agenda 10 years on.
And 10 years on, what do you think we've learnt?
Lan Pritchard this morning said bottom-up accountability was all bottom and no up. And I think what he meant was we've put a lot of emphasis on the kind of grassroots side of accountability, but from our work at AGI, one of the things we've really seen is that bottom-up accountability works best where there's also capacity at the top to meet that demand. So in our recent work in Liberia, just after the election, there's a really interesting process where the government launched a 150-day programme, post-election implementation plan, and they published it. And then halfway through the 150 days, a group of NGOs basically held them to account and said, you're not actually delivering on this, you're not delivering on what you said. But the really good bit about the story was that they then sat down together at the end of the 150 days, the government and the NGOs, and went through each item that was meant to have been done and sort of ticked them off. And so rather than having a kind of antagonistic relationship between civil society and government, you had a really constructive one. And I think that's the kind of, that's the example of what can happen when you've got strength on the bottom and the up, in Lan's language.
Public sector delivery versus private sector delivery. Where do you stand?
So we are the Tony Blair Africa Governance Initiative, so I should find a third way. No, seriously, having worked in government myself, I think it really is the wrong question. I think in public policy, I've seen definitely examples of market failure where the states need to intervene, whether on grounds of equity or information failures or whatever it may be. And then similarly, you've seen loads of examples of government failure, bureaucratic capture, state monopolies not delivering the services people expect. I think really rather than having a kind of ideological debate of state versus market, you really need to take the problem you're trying to solve and work out what the best solution is. Even within a sector, I think you need to get quite detailed. So, for example, if you look at the introduction of competition and contestability in healthcare, you find that it is much more effective in driving outcomes in things like GP services, where you see you get the service regularly and you go back, and then exercising choice has an effect on the outcome. Whereas if it's a one-off, hopefully a one-off like an appendix operation, it's not really much good knowing you could have gone down the road because you're probably never going to go back. So I think to work out state versus market, you really need to get into the kind of nitty-gritty of the problem you're trying to solve.
What do you think we need to do differently in fragile states to get services working for the poor?
Well, you should ask them, and thankfully someone has, with the New Deal for Fragile States. So I'll refer people to that website. But I think the kinds of things we hear in fragile states, so for example in our work in South Sudan, are really that you need to take government ownership seriously early and not bypass the state. You need to take state legitimacy seriously. So think about how the state can meet people's expectations and so limit its future fragility. And the other thing that the G7 Plus consistently says, focus on capacity, so the strength of the state to implement what its citizens expect.
To wrap up, if you had to sum up what it will take to deliver services that work for the poor in 60 seconds, how would you do it?
Leadership plus capacity plus accountability equals results.